Hello and welcome to Simply Save, Money Control's personal finance podcast where we discuss all things money. The run-up to March 31st, 2024 was fraught with confusion for many mutual fund investors. The reason? Those who did not meet certain conditions were being asked to redo KYC or know your customer for their mutual fund investments. Failing to do so led to investors being blocked from all transactions from April 1, 2024. On April 24, the five KYC registration agencies in the Indian mutual fund industry reported that nearly 73% of KYC records are classified as KYC validated, 15% of KYC records as KYC registered, and the balance 12% as KYC on hold. What are the hardships that investors are facing? What are the different KYC registration statuses? How can investors validate their KYC and the issues specific to NRI investors? Amol Joshi, founder of Play and Rupee Investment Services, has all the answers. Let's listen in. Hi, Amol. Welcome to Simply Save Podcast.
Thanks for having me over. Glad to be on the show.
Great. Amol, can we begin with KYC?
If you are a mutual fund investor, you would have heard one way or another that KYC norms have changed. So what has actually changed is before 1st April 2024. So there are two phases. Before 1st April 2024 and after. Now, before 1st April 2024, you could have probably done your KYC by submitting bank passbook or bank account statement as your address proof. Some of the people I know have even submitted their rental agreement. When you go to another city to study or for your job, you will have the rental agreement as the ready. Now, all those proofs, that couple of proofs that I mentioned just now, those proofs are no longer valid address proofs. Now you have something called as OVD. And that OVD stands for officially valid document. And officially valid documents, there are few of them. I can list two, three which are most common. Driving license, passport, Aadhaar, voter ID. These are OVDs. If you haven't done your KYC via OVDs before 1st April 2024, then you have a problem. So that's what people are largely facing.
Okay, so what does this mean if the KYC is not validated? What does it mean for investors? What they are not able to do that they were doing it before on maybe March 31st?
Good question, Abhinav. And what happens is if your KYC is done via any other document than the OVD of them, your KYC will actually go on the status called as on hold. On hold simply means that your KYC is not up to date, your KYC is not registered, your KYC is not validated, and you get it off, let's say, about 15 days, 10 days or 15 days, within which you have to get your KYC in order. Then how do you get your KYC in order? You have to redo your KYC, call it re-KYC or KYC modification. By doing your fresh KYC or KYC modification or re-KYC by one of the OVDs, you will get KYC validated or KYC registered status. Now, your question was, what you will not be able to do? If your status is on hold, you cannot do any of the mutual fund financial transactions or commercial transactions. What it means is your existing ongoing SIPs will also not go. If you want to make a purchase, additional purchase, one lump sum purchase, you will not be able to do that. And even redemptions, you need money for any reason. And if your KYC status is on hold or rejected, you will not be able to do redemption also. So all your transactions go on hold or you cannot perform those transactions. That's the big downside of having a on hold or rejected KYC status.
So what was the need? Why was the need for this re-KYC?
Not been kind of, you cannot really say that this has been done by your mutual fund advisor or distributor or broker. They haven't done that. They have no part to play. You cannot say that this has been done by mutual fund houses or RTS, that is registrar or transfer agent, or not even KRAs, that is KYC registration authorities. This is a regulatory guideline. So capital market leader SEBI came out with a KYC master circular sometime last year in October. And in that circular and sometime prior, a couple of months prior to that in August 2023 as well, SEBI, the regulator, had said that you will use only these documents, which will now be called as officially valid documents. So this is kind of a regulatory requirement, which RTAs, KRAs, mutual fund houses, you as an investor, and somebody like me as a distributor, all of us have to follow.
So what are the repercussions this KYC episode on the mutual fund industry? What kind of impact do you see? You obviously mentioned that some investors are not able to invest or withdraw the amount. But overall, on the mutual fund size, business-wise, what are the implications you see?
Somebody whose KYC status is on hold or rejected, let me give you data. Now you have around 4.5 to 5 crore investors in mutual fund industry, out of which about 12% are currently on hold status. So that's a significant 12% of 4.5 or 5 crore is a significantly large number. Now all these investors, if some of them have ongoing SIPs, would not go. Unless you rectify, right? If your SIP date is 5th and you come to know on 5th or 6th or 10th that your KYC, because of your KYC issue, your SIP has been kind of, it hasn't been debited or it's got debited and it got refunded back to your account, then you do the rectification. So there is that element. Investor and their advisors or the entire ecosystem has to take an effort to get that KYC in order. The repercussions are, as I already mentioned, if you have 12% of the people, some of them or many of them would have SIPs, those SIPs would not be debited. I think it will probably reflect in the SIP mobilization figures. That's my guess, but we will wait for the month-end figures to be declared in the first week or second week of May. Also, those 12% people of 4.5 to 5 CR number, they will not be able to invest in lump sum or one-time investments as well. So it is going to affect flows to an extent. And it is also, of course, kind of a lot of running around you will have to do. You as an investor, if you are one among those 12%, you will have to do some kind of running around to get your KYC status in order.
Okay. So you mentioned 12% is the status of on-hold KYC. Do you have numbers for the validated or registered or rejected KYCs?
Before we go to that phase, I think we are yet to cover what is validated and what is registered. Okay. We definitely have covered on-hold status and rejected status. Now let's come back to the OVDs that we discussed earlier, officially valid document. Now out of those 5 or 6 officially valid documents, in my opinion, most of the investors should perform their re-KYC or should have their KYC via their Aadhaar. Why so? Now you have 2 statuses. Anybody whose KYC is in order, you will have 1 out of 2 status. Mm-hmm. First status will be KYC validated. Second status will be KYC registered. If your KYC is via any of the OVDs other than Aadhaar, you will get KYC registered status only. And registered status, all your transactions will take place in your existing folios only. In India, you have about 40 or 42 fund houses. Suppose you have existing investments in 5 fund houses. If you go to a 6th and 7th fund house, you want to start 5,000 rupee SIP into completely different folios, into completely different fund houses. KYC registered status, if you have KYC registered status, you will not be able to start SIPs or any kind of mutual fund investments in a totally new fund house where you do not have a folio. The reason is officially valid documents, OVDs, your driving license is OVD, your voter ID is OVD, everything is fine. But driving license, OVD or even passport cannot be independently verified, the contents of which cannot be independently verified by KRAs. There is only one document, which is Aadhaar, which based on Aadhaar, your Aadhaar has a QR code. Next time you handle your Aadhaar, you will see there is a QR code. Based on that QR code, KRA, KYC registration authorities, they can independently verify the authenticity and the entire information that your Aadhaar card contains. They can independently verify. If you do your KYC via Aadhaar, then you get KYC validated status, which is the ultimate KYC status. Okay. Why are validated? You will be able to perform all your mutual fund transactions in your existing KYC, as well as you will be able to invest in a completely new AMC where you do not have any folio at all. So those are 2 more types. We discussed 2 types earlier, on hold and rejected. 2 more that we discussed, registered and validated. Only Aadhaar can get you validated status.
Okay, and how to know which is my current status, validated, registered, on hold? Is there a way link to for investors to know that?
Yes, certainly. So all that you have to do is you visit any of your KRA websites. The most common being the CVL. CVL CVL stands for CDSL Ventures Limited. You simply have to go to cvlkra.com. You have to enter your PAN number, complete CAPTCHA verification, and then you will be able to see, you have, as I mentioned, there are five KRAs, CVL, NDML, DOTX, CAMS, and CARVI. Mm-hmm. By going to CVL KRA website and entering your PAN, you will be, first of all, you will be able to see who is your KRA. So out of five KRAs, you have done your KYC with which KRA entity. That's the first thing you will be able to see. And second thing, which is most important, is you will be able to see whether your KYC status is validated or registered or on hold or rejected. That's how you see your status. That's how you also see who is your KRA, in which KRA you have done your KYC. You might have done it 3 years, 5 years, 10 years back. You might not remember. Mm-hmm. But if you follow the path that I have mentioned just now, you will be able to see all the details related to your KYC.
You need mobile number, I think, email on KRA websites to validate your KYC status. What if someone is still not able to validate mobile and email? What is the way out?
See, this is tricky. Now, why would somebody not be able to validate? There is no reason. And that's the there is no reason prima facie. That's why the KRAs have also provided a link on their website, in which that link, you know, will say something like contact details, validation. So you click on that link. Again, enter your PAN and your mobile and email ID will flash below. You click there, you will get a button over there or a tab over there, OTP tab. Tab, you enter OTP that you get on your mobile or email, and that's it, you are done. But I understand where you are coming from. It's so possible that your email probably belongs to an employer and you have changed jobs, okay? And that email ID is no longer valid. Similarly, for your mobiles, you might have changed your mobile number 10 years back. You know, the older number may not be with you. In such cases, you will not get OTP and you will not be able to perform the mobile ID validation. In that case, the that's the problem. In that case, you have no other way but to do your re-KYC or submit your KYC modification, in which now you will give your valid mobile which is in your possession and you will give your current email ID. And on that, you will be able to validate. But you will have to go through entire KYC modification exercise.
Okay. So, Amol, what is the situation right now? I mean, at the start of April, a few weeks back, there was a lot of hue and cry. But what is the status right now? Do you think people have been able to figure out the KYC validation as of now? Or are there still issues with investors facing or having access to mutual funds?
Answer in two parts. So we are almost nearing April end. So what has really happened in last entire 1 month's time? People have figured out what exactly is happening. They have figured it via social media, they have figured it via digital print media, or they have figured it via their distributor or advisor. They have found out that there is a need for eKYC if you have not done your KYC via OVDs. Somebody who has done their OVDs, which is what I mentioned, 12% people are currently on hold. Almost 88% of the people have no problem. They can continue life as usual. Or if you don't have a validated status, you will do as per your convenience. You will do your re-KYC via your Aadhaar and get yourself the validated status. So that's the first part, in which, you know, how we have progressed in last 1 month. Second part of your question was, what are the problems people are facing? So once you understood, if you are one among those 12%, if you have an advisor or a distributor or any other entity that supports you, I think your job is still easier. Because somebody like me who is operating within the ecosystem, you know, we have figured out how to get it done in most efficient manner. But if you're a DIY investor, or if you do not have ready access to your intermediary advisor or distributor, then you will typically want to take the digital or online way. And it has been found that most of the people, because of several reasons like, database error or OTP not being delivered in a timely manner, or the photo is not clear, depending on what kind of phone or camera that you are using, or sometimes the light conditions. So these are very minor. When we talk about it, it sounds trivial or minor, but people have come to me with all sorts of similar problems. including OTPs not delivered in time. And if OTP is not delivered in those typical 2 minutes or something like that, your entire KYC, if you have spent 5, 10, 15 minutes going to the last stage, it will not work out. Because OTP, you do not get OTP in a timely manner. If your internet drops in between, then also your link expires. It's just like your net banking. These links are typically secured links. And during your net banking access, if your internet drops, and once your internet is reconnected, you have to start fresh net banking session. So online, for some people, it has certainly worked. But for a lot of people, and I would say majority of people, online has really not worked. So that's the problem that people are facing, that you have to find, you have to kind of go through these hoops to realize that you will probably have to do it via hard copy. And hard copy typically takes time. So that's the problem that investors are facing even 1 month later.
Okay. This whole episode,
yes.
Do you think this is a one-time issue, or someone who is validated, they might face fresh problems in the future? Not immediately, but maybe a few years down the line?
I'd like to believe that this is one time, of course, in a lighter vein. But once you have done your Aadhaar, I do not think, because Aadhaar, as of now, and I mentioned it earlier, passport, driving license, voter ID, none of these proofs, at least today, can be independently verified by KRAs, but Aadhaar because of the QR code. So since majority of people will happen to kind of go to that route, that boss, let me do this one-time re-KYC via Aadhaar. And now, so I don't think that you should face similar KYC-related problems. And see, Abhinav, this entire episode, we have been speaking about OVD, officially valid document, for address purpose. So on address purpose, I don't think you are going to face it anytime soon, although this regulatory field, and I will not be able to comment beyond that. If tomorrow regulator decides that something else needs to be done, probably that we will come to that stage. But having said that, this is about address. Now, today, 29th April, tomorrow onwards, that is 30th of April 2024, there is a new rule that kicks in. And that rule is, your mutual fund application should match the name, your name. So far, we were talking about your address and hence KYC. But 30th April onwards, your name as it appears on mutual fund application should exactly match your name as it. So if I had to give an example, a common name or a random name, somebody called Manoj Kumar Malhotra. If that gentleman uses Manoj K. Malhotra sometimes and Manoj Kumar Malhotra sometimes, and if his PAN is on Manoj Kumar Malhotra name, and if mutual fund application is on Manoj K. Malhotra name, then his application will be rejected. So there is one simple one line. What is going to happen from 30th of March? Your PAN and DOB should match exactly as per your PAN records with your mutual fund application form. That's it. If not, then your transaction is just going to get rejected. That's the new rule. This is not to do with KYC, but this is something new which is actually upon us. It will happen just tomorrow. And that's why I thought it important to kind of give a lowdown on that as well.
So what is the way out in this case?
That's a completely new podcast. But yes, there are only two things that you can do. If I had to summarize one line each, first thing that you can do is get your name corrected on PAN. Now, don't extreme, because, you know, we are not in habit of correcting your name on PAN on an ongoing basis. So the second thing that you can do, which is what I think most people would do, is get your name corrected on your mutual fund application form. So again, going by the example that we spoke of 2 minutes back, if Manoj Kumar Malhotra is your name on PAN, and if you apply on the name of Manoj K. Malhotra, you will actually apply on Manoj Kumar Malhotra, which exactly resembles your name as per PAN, and your next transaction will go through. Your first transaction will be rejected. That's how you'll come to know that there is such and such rule that has come to the force. But change your name PAN or change your name in mutual fund, that you can do. There is no third option.
Okay, so Amol, is there any deadline or timeline in which investors have to do their re-KYC?
Deadline for completing this KYC exercise, but as we discussed earlier, if you have a KYC status that is on hold or rejected, even the redemptions will not go through. even your redemptions will be restricted. And restriction of redemptions, nobody would want that. You will not be able to have access to your own money. So although there is no deadline for KYC exercise to be completed, but it is my request to anybody who is listening to this podcast to complete re-KYC as early as possible. It's in your best interest.
One specific case is Amul, NRIs. They might not have Indian number. They might not have Aadhaar. So
yes.
For what would be a suggestion?
Well, there are some relaxations for NRIs. I will answer your first bit that you mentioned. They do not have Indian mobile number. So see, again, there are two cases. You might have done your KYC 2 years, 3 years, 10 years back. During that time, if you had given your Indian mobile number, then please validate it via your Indian mobile number. However, if you had given your overseas number itself, then you are exempt from mobile validation because KRAs do not send OTP to overseas mobile numbers. So that's the first point. You also mentioned about some relaxation. So see, the relaxation, this is one relaxation about mobile numbers. Email ID, of course, is agnostic of a place or a country. So email ID validation, you will essentially have to do. But in case of NRIs, there is kind of a different problem. And that problem is, I mentioned earlier that resident Indians can have a choice between online re-KYC and offline re-KYC. But in case of NRIs, you do not have offline re-KYC. In case of NRIs, you do not have online KYC option at all. So if your KYC is on hold or rejected status, then you will essentially have to complete it via hard copy. And for non-resident Indians, I don't have to say what are the problems that you'll face. You'll face problem of not being at the location. You'll face problem, multiple problems. Right. And the biggest problem is because of that, you will not be able to perform any transactions, purchase as well as redemption.
I think that is from my side. Anything if you'd like to add regarding this whole episode?
Sure. So I think first and foremost, this podcast, this episode should also help a lot of people. Those who are listening, please follow definitely by all means, please complete, try to do your re-KYC via any of the online modes. I think I must say here that if you go to any of the mutual funds where you have your existing investments, under Investor Services tab, you will get the option for re-KYC.
Mm-hmm.
However, if online option doesn't work in one or two tries, I would suggest you to complete your re-KYC, especially via Aadhaar, via offline or hard copy mode. No matter what, please complete your KYC ASAP if you are on hold or rejected status. That's how I would like to conclude.
Sure. Thank you for talking to us and explaining the nuances of re-KYC episode in detail.
It was my pleasure, Abhinav. Thanks for having me on the show. Thank you.
With that, it's a wrap on this edition of Simply Save. For more news, views and updates, do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com.